It's Morning Edition from NPR News. Good morning. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm David Green. Today in Your Health, researchers say they found a way to repair damaged nerves, at least in rats. The question, of course, is can they do the same in humans? We'll get to that in a moment. Let's begin with a question that could be on the minds of women. Is there a way to reverse the biological clock? Right now, a lot of women feel they have to make tough choices between their jobs and having kids because their time to have kids is limited. But a study out today suggests there could be a way to create new eggs in women. As NPR's Rob Stein reports, the findings are generating lots of excitement and also a whole lot of questions.
For decades, scientific dogma said that one of the big differences between men and women is that men can make children all their lives because they never stop making sperm. Women can't because they run out of eggs.
The traditional belief in the field has been that when a young girl is born, she's given a bank account of eggs, and that bank account cannot be added to, only withdrawn from.
That's Jonathan Tilley of the Massachusetts General Hospital in Boston. In 2004, Tilley shocked the scientific world. He claimed he'd found primitive cells hiding in the ovaries of adult female mice that could generate new eggs. That raised the possibility that that might be true for women as well.
The implications at the time were enormous.
But that claim was challenged by lots of other scientists, and Tilley had only found the cells in mice. No one knew if humans had them too. Well, Tilley says he's now answering those doubts. He's publishing a series of experiments in the journal Nature Medicine he says prove young adult women have the same cells.
What this means is that that little bank account of eggs that a little girl gets at birth is in fact open to continued deposits.
Here's what Tilley and his colleagues did. First, they got some ovarian tissue from young women. Then, they isolated cells that appear identical to the ones they had found in mice. Next, they say they showed that the cells could develop into eggs in a dish in the laboratory.
Right before our eyes, in culture dishes, we were watching that process happen for the first time.
But that wasn't all. The researchers injected the cells back into human ovarian tissue to see if they would turn into eggs on their own. To make sure they were looking at the right cells, the scientists genetically engineered them to glow green. Voila! The cells started turning into eggs and even formed crucial structures called follicles. That, Tilley says, nailed it.
It is those follicle structures that are key to maturing that enclosed egg cell to the point that it becomes able to accept a sperm and produce an embryo.
The implications of all this are potentially enormous. Tilley says it could eventually help restore fertility to women who have become infertile for all sorts of reasons, chemotherapy, early menopause, or just normal aging. So, like men, they wouldn't have to choose between school, jobs, and having kids. But not everyone thinks that would be such a good idea. Barbara Katz Rothman is a sociologist at the City University of New York. She argues society should instead make it easier for women to balance school, work, and parenting when they are younger.
What are we creating as a world? And we're creating as a world one in which it's increasingly hard for people to have children when they're young, and then saying, but wait, we have solutions, technology, we can do it when you're older. And that's the part that kind of disturbs me.
While many fertility experts are excited about the possibilities this research raises, others remain skeptical. They say a lot more work is needed to confirm Tilley's claims and to try to understand what's really going on. David Albertini is a fertility expert at the University of Kansas.
I don't see this as really being applicable in the near future for the treatment of infertility. That would be pie in the sky.
Despite the skeptics, Tilley is focusing on the next step. He's working with colleagues in Britain to try to fertilize eggs made from these cells to prove they can make an embryo that someday could be implanted in a woman's womb. And the hope is that could result in a healthy baby. Rob Stein, NPR News.